Our devotional thought today is taken from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. God himself has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" There's something interesting about us as human beings. Whenever there is a possible range of difficulties in a situation that we're facing, and maybe there's some uncertainty, whenever there's a wide range of possible outcomes, our minds tend to gravitate to the worst possible outcome. We often let our thinking gravitate all the way down to what would be the worst case scenario. And it's easy for us to do that right now when it comes to dealing with this virus as well. Now, there are many precautions that we're going to be asked to take and are being asked to take, and there are going to be some disruptions to our lives and to the things that we really want to do and things we wish we could do. And it's important and wise for us to listen to the medical experts who are hoping to minimize the impact of this virus on our communities. But it's also more important for us to remember that God himself is above all things. He has authority over all things. And he has given his word of promise to those who trust in Christ for their salvation. He says, "Never will I leave you nor forsake you." Even though it may feel like it sometimes, he doesn't promise us that life is always going to be smooth and a bed of roses. We think about the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. If you remember, Joseph as a young boy was sold into slavery by his brothers, and he appeared to be almost forsaken by God. We probably wouldn't blame Joseph for thinking that God had forgotten about him and abandoned him. He was imprisoned in Egypt on false charges. And yet we know from Scripture that God never took his eyes off of this believer. He never took his eyes off of Joseph. And ultimately, he worked out something that appeared to be so awful, ultimately for the good not only of Joseph, but also for his family. In fact, after his family came to Egypt and was saved by his work, he said to his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." The very same Savior who told his disciples, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth," is the one who invites you and me now, by faith in him, to be able to say, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear." Let's have a prayer as we close. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for making me your dear child through faith in Christ. By your word, give me reassurance of your divine providence, that you are truly in control of all things, and that you will never leave me or forsake me. Increase my confidence in your gracious promises. Give me the faith to trust that you hold my very future in your hands. And by your gracious care, I may finally someday be brought to my eternal home. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Amen. May God bless your day.